rode back a little bit. Alongside me, lifelong Ballymena United fan and journalist par excellence, Jackie Fullerton, our very own Jackie Fullerton for the BBC Sports Department, and a man who you more often hear and see talking politics, and that's Stephen Walker. Stephen, if I can start with you, you're like Jack, you've been a long-suffering Ballymena fan. Well, first of all, what a great atmosphere here tonight.
Oh, it's a fantastic atmosphere, and I think if you look at all the fans beside us, I saw this afternoon on Twitter that there were 19 busloads of fans. So fantastic atmosphere, great turnout, and what a great first half.
Have you joined in any of the singing?
Oh, I have, yeah. I mean, fantastic atmosphere. You must remember, people have waited a very long time for this. What is it, 23 years of hurt?
I even heard you singing Cool Rain songs.
I will not go into that.
But, Jack, first half, Ballymena is starting very well, but Linfield coming back, and you always think there's going to be something there, but they scored at the right time, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Carvel's looking dangerous for Linfield, Brown. I worry about those two. But Ballymena have started 4-5-1, and I think we're playing a little bit deep at the start. But a lot of these boys haven't played in a final before, so a little bit of tension, a few nerves. But they've worked hard, and they got the goal, and a very clever goal it was. Cushley, very unlucky with the header, it hit the post. But when it came back, oh, there's the 8:30 arriving. When it came back to Munster, he kept his cool about 6 yards out. He saw the gap, and he lobbed the header into the far corner, and it was a tremendous finish. But also, Munster and Aaron Stewart have done a tremendous job at the back for United. I'd like to see Costello holding the ball up a bit more. We have only that one man up there, and it's very difficult. But it's a great position to be in. As Stephen said, 23 years without a senior trophy. And that, to me, that, as a neutral, and I'm not a neutral tonight, that has made the final Ballymena scoring first.
It has. You agree with that? Well, you still get the impression there's loads left in Linfield. I mean, I think Ballymena still look a bit nervy at the back. I would be tempted to take Costello off if things don't improve, because I think his touch is deserting him quite a few times, and he's struggling a bit on his own. So I think maybe after, I don't know, 14, 15 minutes in the second half, you should think about taking him off.
It's a tough old job for him up front on his own, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've not been too critical, but you just, when it's played up to him, you wanted to stick a bit to ease the pressure and the guys in midfield who are having to work very hard. But Glenn Ferguson will have less talking to do in the dressing room than David. David, Team Linfield, and we know they're very capable of coming back and winning this final. We know that. But they're less than dynamic. And we know that from the season they're having. We have managed to keep Mulgrew, Galt, Garrett. They've flickered in and out.